Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sunday, February 26th, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Cascade says its Bear Island conversion startup is on track for March. Also making headlines this past week, Pixel Specialty Solutions' J Main Mill will be closing earlier than expected. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, February 24th, at 52.40, down 115 points, or 2.2% from the February 17th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 8.8%. Wow. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Quad Graphics, up 21.4%, followed by DS Smith, gaining 10.9%. The biggest decliner for the week was Glatfelter, down 13.6%. Now, over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 75%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down by 74%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 2.8%, while the PM40 is down 2.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso invests 30 million euros in its Hanola fluting mill in Finland. Stora Enso will invest approximately 30 million euros in its Heinola fluting site in Finland to renew the energy setup and process equipment. After the investment, the site can replace also the remaining fossil fuel-based fuels with renewable bioenergy. This will reduce the site's greenhouse gas emissions by more than 90%. Now, Storenso has set an ambitious environmental goal of halving greenhouse gas emissions from its operations by the year 2030. By replacing fossil energy sources with renewable energy sources, greenhouse emissions at the Hanola fluting site will be reduced by approximately 113,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide, also affectionately known as CO2. Storenso's Hanola site produces high-quality fluting material used in corrugated board, serving the global market. Now, in addition to significantly cutting the greenhouse gas emissions, the investment will renew the power plant and modernize parts of the site, thus improving the stability and efficiency of the production process. Construction work will begin at the end of 2023, and the investment will be complete in the last quarter of 2024. Barring any setbacks, that is, it will have no personnel impact at the site. The energy produced at the Storenso's Hanola fluting site today provides 95% of the district heating needs needed by the residents of the city of Hanola. When the investment is completed, the source of the heating will almost be entirely based on renewable bioenergy. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. Again, Dayline Finland. Huutomaki acquires full ownership of its food service distribution joint venture in Australia. Huutomaki has acquired full ownership of Huutomaki Tailored Packaging Limited, also affectionately known as HTP, the Australian food service packaging distribution and wholesale group. HTP employs more than 130 folks and today is one of the largest importers and distributors of food service packaging in Australia, serving a wide network of customers, including metropolitan and regional packaging wholesalers, food wholesalers, club and hospitality suppliers, and national quick service restaurant businesses. Now, Huutomaki acquired a majority stake in the business back in 2018 and held approximately 76% of the company prior to this transaction. The debt-free purchase price for the additional shares is approximately 19 million euros. The business has been reported as part of the Food Service Europe Asia Oceania business segment since the beginning of operations back in 2018. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Poland, Rottneros and Arctic Paper to establish joint venture to produce molded fiber trays in Poland. Rottneros says it's taking the next step for the agreed joint venture project in packaging in Poland by formally founding the 50-50 owned company together with Arctic Paper. The aim of the company is to build and run the facility to produce molded fiber trays on a large industrial scale. The project is on schedule and the facility is expected to begin operations at the end of this year, that is 2023. The investment in the facility is expected to total the equivalent of approximately 230 million Swedish kroners, that's 22 million US dollars. Production capacity is expected to reach some 80 million units per year, which is significantly more compared to the plant in Sunne. The company expects to achieve a turnover of approximately 140 million Swedish kroners, that's 13.4 million US dollars, once operating at full capacity. Production will focus on, among other things, high barrier packaging with extended shelf life for food, but also on packaging with simpler functional requirements. The raw material consists of pulp from Rottneros Mill. Arctic Paper Group is a European company and a leading producer of high-quality graphical fine paper, bio-based packaging solutions, high-quality wood pulp and energy, increasingly of non-fossil origin. Rottneros is an independent producer of market pulp. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Kingsey Falls, Quebec. Cascad says Bear Island startup on track for March. Cascad's announced during its fourth quarter earnings presentation on February 23rd that its Bear Island containerboard conversion project is on track and that the mill is expected to start up by the end of March. Originally, the facility was set to start up by the fourth quarter of 2022, but in August, Cascades reported temporary delays to various construction milestones and announced that paper production likely would be delayed to the first quarter of 2023. Now, the company says during its presentation, however, the project is still aligned for a March startup. Cascades announced the conversion of its Bear Island paper mill in October of 2020. The facility, which is in Ashland, Virginia, will produce lightweight 100% recycled linerboard and medium and initially was projected to cost around $380 million. The company now reports the total cost of the project at around $515 million to $525 million, with $396 million invested in the project to date. That is between 2018 and 2022. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. More mill closures inevitable as British Columbia forest industry crisis deepens. Canfor's plan to permanently shut down the pulp line at Prince George Pulp and Paper by March and potentially put as many as 300 mill workers out of work is not the only grim reality facing the north central British Columbia wood industry. the lack of economical fiber in the region, and low lumber prices that have forced curtailments and reduced the availability of residual wood chips from sawmills means at least one more pulp mill in the region will likely close, will be targeted for closure, that is, according to forest industry expert Ben Parfit. Ben Parfit says, quote, "I think people don't really appreciate how significant the reductions ahead are going to be and what that is going to translate into in the interior," says Parfit, a resource policy analyst for the Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives. Ben continues, quote, "Unfortunately, there's every reason to believe that we're going to see further mill closures, and I wouldn't be surprised at all to see another pulp mill in the interior of the province go down, nor would I be surprised to see a number of other sawmills close as well," end of quote. Now, the most likely pulp candidates for closure are Canfor's Taylor Mill, which was shut down in November and won't be restarted until spring, as well as one of West Fraser's two mills in Quesnel Caribou Pulp and Paper, or the Quesnel River Pulp Mill. In addition to the pending PG Pulp closure, that's Prince George Pulp closure, Canfor has announced it will close its pellet mill and lumber mill in Chetwynden and its lumber mill in Houston. That comes after the March 22nd closure of the Pacific Bioenergy Pinnacle Pellet Mill in Prince George after 22 years of operation. Ben Parfit says the lack of fiber stems from the BC government encouraging harvesting of beetle-killed pine and spruce forests after infestations began in 2009. Which depleted supplies and created an overabundance of mill capacity that has deepened the crisis. Dateline J, Maine. J Pixel Paper Mill closing earlier than expected. The Pixel Anders Skagen Mill will be closing more than a month earlier than expected, employees learned this past Wednesday. Employees were told doors would be closed between March 6th and 9th rather than later in the spring as previously announced. Now, the mill employs about 230 people and is the town's biggest private employer. The owners, Pixel Specialty Solutions of Pennsylvania, had announced in September of 2022 that the mill would close, citing economic forces that made operations unsustainable. In November, the date of the closure was set at April 30th. The mill produces specialty label and release papers, as well as industrial and packaging materials. It was built by International Paper in 1965, but the town has been making paper in several mills since 1888. Pixel bought the Anders Skagen Mill and associated properties from Verso Corporation in early 2020 as part of a $400 million deal, adding the J property to its specialty paper operations in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Together, the mills operated 11 paper machines, including two in J, which produced more than 1 million tons of paper annually. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. from our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Newport, Oregon. Train derailment at Georgia Pacific Mill in Toledo, Oregon. Cleanup efforts finally ends. Oregon environmental officials say cleanup is nearly complete following a February 10th train derailment near Newport that spilled an estimated 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel. The derailment involved a Portland and Western Railroad train at a Georgia Pacific Mill in Toledo, about 5 miles east of Newport. The spilled diesel came from a punctured fuel tank on one of the three derailed locomotives, according to officials at the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. Now, after the locomotives were removed, crews from an environmental contractor hired by Georgia Pacific excavated the area under the track to remove the contaminated soil, digging up and hauling away about 1,600 tons in dump trucks to the Coffin Butte landfill and then bringing in replacement soil. DEQ officials said an unknown amount of fuel flowed into the storm drain that connects to the depot slough, which in turn feeds into the Yaquina River. Crews deployed floating booms on the slough to act as a barrier and prevent the spill from spreading, and officials said no oil sheen had been seen on the river. The excavation work was finished this past week, and the tracks have been repaired, officials said, but the booms will remain on the slough until there's no more sheen visible from the stormwater drainage. There has been no reports of harm of wildlife, officials said. The cause of the derailment is under investigation, the DEQ said in its initial news release. Dateline Mackenzie, British Columbia. Con affects timber to temporarily curtail its Mackenzie sawmill in British Columbia, Canada. Con affects Timber Incorporated will be temporarily curtailing its Mackenzie, British Columbia sawmill commencing February 21, 2023 for up to 2 weeks. Unsustainable inventory levels due to rail transportation challenges impacting the interior BC region has necessitated the step. Now, Conifex Timber will closely monitor its inventory levels and evolving transportation availability over this period as the rail network addresses operational impacts. It is anticipated that the temporary curtailments will impact the production capacity by about 7 million board feet. Conifex Timber and its subsidiary's primary business currently includes timber harvesting, reforestation, forest management, sawmilling logs into lumber and wood chips, and value-added lumber finishing and distribution. Dateline, Michigan. $30 million investment will modernize Georgia Pacific's corrugated plant in Owosso, Michigan. Georgia Pacific says it's making a significant investment at its corrugated plant in Owosso, Michigan. Newer equipment will improve the plant's throughput and print capability to better meet customer needs. The upgrades include a new corrugator, converter, single facer, preheater, glue machine, and control systems, as well as an upgrade to the existing single facer and unitizer. By enabling this double wall capability, Owosso will be able to expand its customer base and provide expanded products to current customers. The Owosso plant employs about 130 folks. It was started by Olin Kraft in 1964, and it was purchased by Georgia-Pacific back in 1985. It serves customers in Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, and Canada. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.